the situation was very chaotic. A lot of people were very unsure of what was going on with their homes. The entire blast area was closed to everyone except for emergency management. Then this past Saturday, the lesser damaged areas did open up for homeowners to go in, look at their properties, start making some temporary repairs, and we were able to go in alongside our Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains and pray with the homeowners and also do an assessment to see how Samaritan's Purse would be able to help the homeowners. And since Tuesday, when the area opened up for volunteers to be able to go in, we've been helping those homeowners pack up their belongings, clean out the their homes, because so many of the windows were blown in and the houses just are riddled with shards of glass, and just being able to help the homeowner go through their belongings, pack them up, and get clean.
What have these folks been doing since the blast?
In that heavily affected zone, the people have still not been able to get in to see their homes until today. They're not allowing volunteers in. In the other two areas, people have been working very hard to make temporary repairs, to salvage their belongings, working with their insurance companies, working with Red Cross to get the benefits and assistance they need to start their personal recovery.
How many people are we talking about at this point?
The total number of homes was approximately 350. And in the heavily affected zone, there was roughly 160 homes.
And how wide a range are we talking about here?
There's about six city blocks that are severely affected, or in that hot zone is what most people are referring to it. And then across the other two zones, it's probably about a total of 10 blocks.
So how are people holding up?
People are getting tired. I mean, they've been going at this now for just a little over a week. People are staying with friends and families. There's a local hotel that's putting up a lot of the victims. You know, you can see on their faces, they're getting tired. They're missing their homes. They're missing their neighbors, and they're getting tired.
And I'm sure they're missing the very familiar routines that they had.
You know, everybody is in a state of shock, and that's starting to wear off, and people are realizing that, hey, my life has drastically changed. With a hurricane or a tornado, which is something we would normally respond to, people do have some advanced warning. They can watch the weather. They know that there's a possibility of the storm coming their way. But people were sitting, eating supper, talking with their families, out in the yard, and all of a sudden, in a split second, their lives changed. You know, just the shock of how quickly this happened with no warning is really setting in with people. One of the ways people heal is by telling their story, and that's why we're here, is just to be able to continue to come alongside the people and let them talk and help them out however that we can.